This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and Roger Ailes is no more. From his steep fall and departure from Fox News due to allegations of persistent sexual misconduct, Ailes died suddenly at age 77. He leaves behind Fox News, one of the most watched and influential cable news networks in history. In some time slots, Fox's audience numbers were untouchable. Ailes created the opinionated modern news network with a fusion of campaign attacks, a columnist's opinions, and a paranoia about liberal invaders. Kerwin Swint is chair of the Department of Political Science and International Affairs at Kennesaw State University and author of Dark Genius, the influential career of legendary political operative and Fox News founder Roger Ailes. Swint says all that influence began when Ailes stepped from entertainment to politics.
When Nixon met Roger Ailes, that was a marriage made in heaven. Ailes was such a master at communicating ideas and symbols, first with Nixon, and then he turned it into a very successful political consulting career, then to broadcasting. And he took the sort of same America first, nationalistic, very conservative, patriotic viewpoint to Fox News, and that's was in the Fox News DNA, just as it was in the Nixon campaign.
The talent that he picked, I mean, with some exceptions, was very well thought out and often seemed, oh, that'll never work, and then boom, it became the most successful thing. Give me some examples.
I really think he understood TV better than anybody, maybe ever, as far as what kind of personality, like a Sean Hannity or a Bill O'Reilly or even a Megyn Kelly, would really connect with the viewers. He got that from political campaign communication. He got a lot of it from talk radio. Fox News brought a lot of talk radio dynamics into cable news. And so he really knew how to match up personalities with style in a way that connects.
Is Roger Ailes' legacy that there is no more journalism anymore? There's only advocacy journalism, whether you're Rachel Maddow or Sean Hannity?
Well, I think that's part of his legacy. I mean, he's going to be known, for one thing, for creativity and a take-no-prisoners mentality. But certainly Fox News is going to be remembered as the first major news organization that had an ideological point of view built from the ground up. And I think that did change news broadcasting in the 90s and later.
It was clear that Fox gave Roger Ailes complete autonomy over there at Fox News until the very end.
Well, he sure did. I mean, when Rupert Murdoch talked to Roger Ailes about what a news broadcast would look like that could compete with CNN, they knew that they had a niche there. They knew the conservatives were out there looking for an alternative. They didn't like the liberal mass media. And so there was a natural market for it. And Ailes really is a political consultant more than anything. I mean, the beating heart of Roger Ailes was always politics, Republican politics. And so he ran this news organization, Fox News, much like one would run a political campaign, attack style, bottom line reporting, really emphasizing messages that motivated the base. So, you know, that's what made him different and made Fox News different. It was really a political type operation.
After Roger Ailes, are Americans more or less able to be informed voters capable of participating in a healthy democracy?
Well, I mean, you can't deny he gave a big part of the market something that they hadn't had before, a more conservative news outlook in the information flow. So from that standpoint, he gave a lot of Americans a news broadcast they could respond to and believe. But at the same time, studies show a lot of Fox News viewers have a very limited understanding of news and information. So, you know, I hate to hedge, but I mean, he gave some people what they wanted. But, you know, that news product is different from most of the rest.
Kerwin Swint is chair of the Department of Political Science and International Affairs at Kennesaw State University, author of Dark Genius, the influential career of legendary political operative and Fox News founder Roger Ailes. Kerwin Swint, thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.